Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'd like to introduce,
throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we get rolling on a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily. Jacob and I continue our conversation of yesterday. All I can say is two words. Elam ending. I know you're all about it, and my God, your loyalty to it was rewarded last night. What an unbelievable finish in the TBT for the aftershocks and the, 8,000 or whatever that were there. I don't know what the official number is.
It's about 6,500.
6,500, creating enough energy for more than twice that much, I might add. You could feel it through the tube. What an evening in Charles Koch Arena. My goodness.
It was exactly what we hoped it would be. A big crowd to a game that goes down to the end. The Elam ending helps those games go down to the end. And just like Sunday, big defensive plays for the Shockers lead to a win. Last night it was, Zach Brown on the final play there, but they made stop after stop after stop in both the ends of those games on the Elam ending. They didn't run out of time to come back, and that's what I love about it. What a perfect atmosphere for it, though. I mean, if you're the TBT and you just are sitting there looking at that versus everything else, you're like, my God, like we got to find this everywhere. So it's the second biggest crowd in tournament history, followed only by Wichita State or Wichita in 2019 in that inaugural game. So, look, people have been begging for it. I think that the team itself deserves a lot of credit for getting the hype built up to get people back out there for something totally unplanned for. The half-price tickets were a great idea. But people were all about it. It felt like a Wichita State basketball game in February. That's what it felt like. And you had one of, the city's all-time great basketball players hit a shot at the end of the game. I'd be curious, and I didn't have a chance to talk to Connor after the game last night. I'd be curious to know where that ranks in his shots all time. I bet it's way up there, if not at the top, very near the top of, at least for fun, the feeling of it, the emotion of it. But what a really, really cool moment. And, let us not forget, there's $1 million on the line now, three wins away from that.
He said in remarks to ESPN last night that both of these moments, the little slip to the basket for the win with the Elam ending earlier in the weekend, and then last night, were two of his great moments in that building. And boy, pretty hard to deny. And we're talking about a game played in the middle of July, for goodness sakes. But the energy leading up to that moment, the frantic nature of everything leading up to that moment was incredible. I mean, if that didn't have you on the end of on the absolute edge of your seat, then I don't know what can. Now, was it the prettiest of basketball? No, but it didn't need to be. It was frantic. It was two teams with a chance to win it on a couple of different occasions. It was Wichita State selling out defensively when they absolutely had to. I mean, ALS couldn't get a shot off, let alone, you know, something at the rim to win it with a three-pointer. Strategy is always interesting in these games because we don't see the Elam ending very often. We see it once a year in the TBT. But the thing that was interesting about it last night was once you're almost cursed when you get to within three on an Elam ending because you almost feel like you've got to win it with a three, right?
Well, and you know what's interesting is Sunday, Wichita State had that scenario, the aftershocks, and and they got a two. They went for a two.
Right.
And then counted on the and then you're like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but they counted on themselves defensively. And then they won it defensively with a turnover and a slip to the basket. And I wonder if they had it to do all over again, whether ALS would have been a little bit more like, hey, let's just score baskets instead of trying to get a three. And because what – I mean, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But I think they had three straight possessions with chances to win it.
Yeah, it was at least two. I think you're right. I think it was three.
I think it was three.
And again, it was so similar to Sunday when it was just multiple stops by the defensive efforts in a tournament where defense isn't at a premium. It's not that people aren't playing defense. They are. They're playing with high energy. It's just, you know, organized defensive stopping is hard to do in a tournament where teams have, what, 3 or 4 days, really, for the most part, to practice together and
sure.
get go. You kind of just got to man up and see where that takes you.
I thought that Wichita State, the aftershocks, I thought played a better overall game. They're starting to look like a team with a plan. And it's not like they haven't looked that way because what you just pointed out, the very fact that they have defended when needed to has been the difference in them being where they are right now, which is in going to Ohio, three more games to win for $1 million in the final eight, Elite Eight, whatever we're calling it, the TBT's version of it anyway. But no, you're absolutely, but they have, and I'm not going to say coalesced, but they're a team that looks more like a team now, which I think anyone would three games in, right? I mean, you don't have much time to practice. You're trying to kind of figure it out as you go. There are at least three players that didn't play in the Wichita State program that are providing pretty key minutes.
The last night
in this thing,
for sure. My
yes,
goodness.
They did, man. Kid from Central Michigan, his name escapes me at this moment.
DeLeo.
But the kid from, oh my God. I mean, he came out shooting lights
out. Well, he struggled too in the first two games.
Yes.
I'm glad he got to soak that in and feel it. Coke Arena can feel like when you go like that. So that was fun. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And then for Connor Frankamp to get a spot up shot like that with plenty of time, I really was confident that it was going to go in. You just don't give a shooter like that much space. For him
even
to get his
gassed
feet set,
as he was, I mean,
as tired as he was, and that's the first thing he said afterwards was, you know, I'm just
three games in six games, six days.
I'm just exhausted, but I'll bet those guys had a hell of a night last night, and boy,
oh
they earned
gosh.
It. My gosh, what a great evening!
As fun as that was for all of us, I just can't imagine what that's like to be on that team. You know, it's like a reunion, a class reunion.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't, you know, you've stayed in touch obviously with everybody, but they're all over the world, all over the globe,
yes.
playing right.
right
now. And it's just, man, it is it is wild to think about how much fun that would be to be in that moment. And now they keep going. And I wonder, like, now what? Now what do you do? Because you got a week here. Do you split up? Do you try and stay together? Do you get practices in? Because now the scratch on it, Bruce, is even, it's that much closer. So
right.
I mean, you just.
But they've got 10 days now, right?
I mean, I know. That's 10 days to prepare. And that's where, some of these teams' advantage, some of the teams, like with the names that you don't really know what it is, like Challenge ALS or how they're constructed, they have an opportunity on those teams to probably prepare a little bit more. Now, a team like the Aftershocks, and usually these, we've seen the Marquette alumni team do really well in the tournament, but if they can get some time in together and practice, they're going to get better.
Yeah.
Because talent to talent, they're as talented as any team in the tournament. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Just incredible. I got to admit. And I was back and forth. I watched the first half of the Aftershocks, rolled back into the NBA. The game was tied at half, for goodness sakes. So I got back into that. And I'm obviously keeping tabs on it. So we switched back for the last few minutes of the Aftershocks game, and God, we're really rewarded for it. So fantastic moment!
I stayed true to my word. I didn't touch the finals
until the Aftershocks
were done. It's funny. I'm usually on the desk anchoring for 9 o'clock. So that game time was unfortunate, but there's a TV with a bunch of small screens on it out there where we monitor kind of everything that's happening. And it was on, I'm talking like a, I don't know, like a 4x6 sized screen in the corner. And a couple of us, like every chance we'd get, whether it was during commercials or during a weather hit, we're just kind of like huddled around this tiny little screen to watch, trying not to, when we were just in, I don't remember, it was like 15 seconds to air when Connor hit that layup where they called the charge.
Yes.
And so we're all just like, give it a quick like yell and all right, we're done. We go back on the air and I look down. I'm like, wait a minute, they're not off the floor. What is going on? And it took me a second. And I realized like, oh my God, they called a charge on that. And so it's like, okay, they're going to have to stop again, and here we go. And they did. They got it. They got their stop, and it was good. And it just – back to the Elam ending, man. Who wouldn't like it? Look, you would get so much blowback, and people would scoff at it. And we did, too, before the tournament came in. We're like, what is this? And it didn't take very long where I was like, oh, this is viable. This is really cool. And I'm seriously to the point where I wish they would end every basketball game this way.
Well, it creates a very – it creates an immediately excitable atmosphere because you don't get dredged down into fouling and this, that, and the other thing. You're basically trying to stay on the floor and race to a certain number. And we saw it, well, we've seen it in all three games, and in all three games it's had a tremendous result for the Aftershocks, but, and like I said, it's not like the two teams were playing beautiful basketball, but the frantic nature of the basketball that they were playing. McGee hits the big three, and then all of a sudden you can start to imagine the possibilities. But the game just became, I can't think of a better word than frantic. Both teams were absolutely frantic, and both teams were sped up a little bit. In Wichita State, and I realize that it's the Aftershocks, but they were able to kind of just play that much better in the moment and win the basketball game. But I couldn't believe the pace of the game. And the officials, to their credit, kind of swallowed the whistle. The charge call on Connor, by the way, was the proper call, I thought. I thought it was call in real time.
Yeah.
You know, guys can move. My wife, and my God, she's lived with me for 25 years, and we talk about the charging foul all the time. You don't have to be set. You can be moving if it's with the movement of the player. You can't block a player. You can't move to a player left or right, but you can move in front. And he came up off the floor, but he was directly in front of Connor Francamp in a set position. And there wasn't much blowback, I don't think, from the Shocker bench. But, God, Jacob, the like I said, the last, 3 minutes of that broadcast, that was as crazy as an ending as you could ever hope for in a game, and an exciting one. Now, it didn't go ALS's way. Someone had to lose the game, and but in this case, I'm glad it was ALS. So, anyway, fun. Great game. Absolutely incredible.
So you know, I think now to their chances, and you got to go to Dayton, and you won't have Coke Arena to your advantage. It's a really interesting concept to go from that, which has been such like a celebration and a reunion and a home court advantage and all of that stuff. And it makes me wonder, like, how different will it be now to take that show on the road for these guys and probably be a lot more like what they're accustomed to playing to overseas and internationally. I don't think they'll have that kind of a crowd in Dayton. Maybe I'm wrong, but I doubt it.
And, well, it's the payday now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think so. Payday. I mean, I think that's always there.
Yeah, but you got to get to
the absolute forefront like now, right? You know, 3 wins, 8 teams left, and you just beat what has to be one of the best teams in the tournament. And not only that, right before that, you saw one of the favorites, the absolute favorites, lose in kind of a stunner in its own way. They were leading most of that game, and it was just a really, really big comeback. But there's a real opportunity here for the Aftershocks to go and get this prize. And that would sort of change everything in a good way even more for this team and the city and the tournament that comes through. Could you ever imagine, Bruce, whenever in 2019 we heard that TBT was coming to Wichita and Wichita State was going to get an alumni team? I remember being excited about that.
Sure.
And then we found out KU was going to get an alumni team and K-State was going to get an alumni team. And then we really got excited and the buzz spilled over into the biggest crowd ever. But man, I couldn't have imagined year two now, which is the third year, but the year two because they didn't play last year, this still being this much fun. And I think this is going to be something people are all about every year. Why wouldn't you be? Especially if you get those guys, you know, you get Fred VanVleet on the bench and Ron Baker involved, and you know, Clay Anthony Early was here.
Landry.
We saw Landry Shamet was here. Like, if those guys and all these alumni are always coming around and getting excited like that, it just fires you up. And if you're a Shocker fan, there's really nothing better than that.
Well, it was absolutely fantastic. Hope that you have at least seen the ending, because it was memorable.
Did you see? I don't know if you were able to catch the beginning of the game. One of my favorite things in the game, Dexter Dennis and Mo Udezi were in the front row of what would be the student section, right behind the ESPN reporter. They're just sitting there with the regular fans having a blast. And I'm like, I bet she doesn't even know who that is right behind her. I bet she doesn't realize those are current Shockers, like just soaking it in. And there were a couple in the scrum after the game. Like, how cool is it for them, too?
Totally. Because remember, it's been a while since we've seen that kind of atmosphere in Coke Arena. Even for guys that have experienced it, that's got to be a nice little bit of wind in their sails. You know, when you're grinding in the summer and you're working, you're doing all of your quiet work, not in front of fans. You're doing the work to get better every single day that these guys do. I mean, basketball at this level for these guys, not just at Wichita State, but anywhere. This is a 350 day of the year proposition. You get a little time off here and there, but man, these guys are grinding every day, getting better at their craft. And to have a little reminder of what that building is like, to be as excited for something that you're part of the extended family of, but to see that building the way that you, and Dexter Dennis has seen it, he's experienced it, he knows what it is, but it's been a couple years now, right? So I would think that would give them, I mean, if I'm one of those guys, I can't wait to get back in the gym this morning. I mean, it's like, give me a ball and a hoop, and we're going to go to work.
By the way, we're trying to chase down Dexter Dennis here between workouts this morning. We may get him on to talk about it here in the next little bit. I'm curious to know what that's like on the other side, watching a game with the fans, right, with all those guys that you look up to.
Well, yeah, I got to call into Zach Bush as well. So, but you know what? I'll tell you one thing. I'd have partied pretty hard and deep into the night.
I don't
want
to insinuate anything, but you know, for those guys,
you don't have to insinuate anything.
Those former guys,
those guys may have just gotten to sleep about an hour and a half ago, for all I know. And you know what?
Bloody Mary kind of morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Tip of the hat and more power to you guys. You gave us an absolutely fantastic. Fantastic moment. If you want to weigh in, feel free, 869-1240. That's the number. Chad Chambers on the other end producing the show. Jacob Albrock, yours truly. As we get going on a Wednesday, the Milwaukee Bucks are the champions of the NBA. Pretty satisfying game six in the clincher. APB out for Devin Booker, who was basically a no-show last night, but not sure it would have made that much difference. This game was Giannis's game, and this series was Giannis's series. We'll be back in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.